This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May 12th, 2009, Gillette Stadium.
June 12th, but
June
12th, that's okay.
Whatever. May's a better month, has my birthday in it. June 12th. Final day of veteran minicamp here, and players get a nice surprise in their team meeting this morning as practice was canceled. And therefore, it's a two-day on-field minicamp for the players and the media. Come to a conclusion, and I can take that, Eric Scalavino, as only to be a good sign that Bill Belichick is happy with the work he's seen, not only in minicamp for 2 days, but the 12 previous OTA sessions here at Gillette Stadium. I get to feel like he saw like a foundation was being laid for training camp. He's ready to send the players away for their last little vacation here with their playbooks and what to work on, and thinks they're ready to go to training camp.
And I think we saw an indication of that the other day, too, when practice was scheduled to end at 12:30, and it wrapped up about 12:20, 12:25, which is unusual. Bill's practices normally go a little bit on the longer side. And I think that, you know, we kind of mentioned that to each other the other day. We were saying, oh, look at that. He must be happy with what he saw today. And I think that speaks for the rest of the week that, you know, it, of course, was torrential downpour this morning and the field got a little soggy. But
that could have been it, too. But
I'm a
little positive
bit of it,
guy.
But, you know,
I take the optimistic view, and that's Bill was happy.
Right.
And
I think
Bill's
so
happy, that usually means good things.
Wasn't going to get much more accomplished today, the last day before training camp starts. So we figured, you know what, might as well get a jump on that early, get some rest, get recharged, come back here at the end of July, and start throwing them around for real.
One guy who will not be asked at the end of, to come back here at the end of July is Patrick Pass.
Because, fire
boy,
to pass.
What a difference a week makes for Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, his football career was over. Calls Bill Belichick. They bring him on in. He practices a couple times. And they asked him to go back to North Providence. Kind of like I do with you. I asked you to just go
home
to North
Providence. I do that every night, yeah.
So Patrick Pass, longtime veteran Patriot running back, contributor to some very great teams here, no longer on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to say there.
Kind of had to assume that his chances were
slim.
Very slim. Right. An uphill battle for him to make the team this year, given that they had signed Fred Taylor, that Sammy Morris and Lawrence Maroney were looking to come back healthy, strong. Kevin Falk, always a reliable veteran contributor.
Combine that with the fact that he's been out of football for nearly
the better
two
part
years.
Of 2 years. Yeah.
Didn't bode well for his future here.
No.
I think, as we all were, surprised when his name even popped up and he returned. Another name that's popping up, as they will continue to do over the next month and a half or so, rookie draft pick signings. There's a report on the internet that Rich Ornberger out of Penn State, the class clown guard/center, has signed with the team. We cannot confirm that. That has not been announced by the PR department. But as I said, it certainly would not be surprising, and you will start to see those trickle in over the next month plus. Patriots are generally a team that gets everybody under contract and in camp on time for the most part.
Yep.
So, you know, there'll be a number of those coming week by week over the next few weeks. And that's probably pretty have much this week, huh?
That's really it, buddy. I mean,
slow week.
Now until the end of July.
Oh, yeah, Vince Wilfork was here, too. But I figured you knew that, by the way.
Yeah, well, you
if you didn't know that
if
by now.
If you didn't know that by now.
You shouldn't be listening to this podcast because
exactly.
You're not as big a Patriots fan as you think you are.
Yeah, I mean, he, encouraging sign, I think. He spoke encouragingly about his desire to re-sign with the team. He likes it here. Loves the atmosphere. He loves his teammates. He loves New England in general, the fans. And, you know,
he's going to honor a six-year
deal.
Probably 10 times.
You know, the OTAs were voluntary, and he took that literally and decided, I'm not going to come for those. Now it's in the mandatory time of year, and he said, well, yeah, you know, I signed my deal. I'm going to be here. My team needs me. The question is, will he be here when training camp starts?
Yes.
I tend to think so, too, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see. This
is
a business.
Said it as much the other day. Unless something changes, he's clearly focused on, I'm a man of my word. I put the words Vince Wilfork on that contract. I'm going to honor that contract. I'll be here if it's mandatory. Training camp is mandatory. Preseason games are mandatory. Regular season is mandatory. So he clearly laid the expectation that he
sure
will be here when they open training camp at the end of July. So, and you have to respect that.
Yep.
I know in the Scott Boras or Drew Rosenhaus world of things, That's not the way you do things. You hold out. You make things difficult. You try to force your way into a lucrative extension. He's not doing that. Could it cost him money? I don't know. It may. But it also could have cost him money had he not been here.
Right.
There was a report in the Boston Globe that he could $500,000 would have been in jeopardy based on the language in his contract.
For each day that he missed, right?
No, was it total?
$500,000
based on his contract and CBA. And he
still
said
a hefty,
that was
hefty check.
He said that
wasn't
a factor. The biggest factor was I signed a contract and I'm going to live up to that when it's mandatory. Was also pretty emphatic about how much he likes it here, his teammates, and wants to be here. Actually said he doesn't want to get to the open market because if he does, there's a possibility he won't be back here.
Right.
And I think there's a strong possibility if he gets to the open market, he won't be back here.
And unlike a lot of players who come out and say what they're supposed to say, I think Vince actually means what he's saying.
He sells it.
You know, he's. I think he's genuine about it. You know, he says he loves the game, and when it's time to get the pads on, he gets that feeling like I don't want to sit out. I want to be out there doing things. That's. I think that speaks well to him, and I think it speaks well about the organization that they're looking to keep guys like that. And we'll see if that's the case. You know, I mean, this Robert Kraft spoke very well of Vince the other day. He said that they talked at the golf tournament, and you know, Robert said that it's not personal at all. Whatever goes on between the team and Vince, it's all business. And you know, looking back at their history, they don't have many instances where players' contract squabbles have become blown out of proportion and have become a distraction for the team. So I think that. That's a reflection on how this team does business. So if you're looking for indicators, I'd say, like you said earlier, Andy, chances are Vince is going to be here for training camp.
And that's going to wrap it up until we get back here for training camp. The only moves we're going to have between now and then are seven players likely getting cut to make room for the rookie draft picks and draft pick signings.
And we're going to need our roster to keep track of all of these players.
Because this is the roster report.
But
and
also
we'd be remiss
right.
if we didn't discuss the man in the Patriots Public Relations Department who's been responsible for the roster for the last 5 or 6 years, Casey O'Connell, longtime media relations
No relation to quarterback Kevin O'Connell.
No. From Boston College, strong graduate of that institution, is leaving the organization. Today is actually his last day. He's getting married, and he's going to pursue some other interests, which will include
Law school.
Leaving PR to become a lawyer.
He's going to sue us, I think, for all the bad things we've said about him and his game notes and
That's
roster.
True. We have taken a lot of shots at the
years,
media
so
guide and game
we
notes.
We better watch out.
So we should watch out. But we wish Casey good luck. We're about to leave here and go celebrate his departure with some Miller Lights at the CBS scene at Patriot Place here in Foxborough, if anybody's in the area while listening to this podcast. But until then, if you see Casey, wish him luck. Otherwise, criticize the new guy who's doing the roster. And we'll take that roster to you each and every week on the Patriots.com roster report. Take care.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.